love to feel your breath upon my chest. Love the shape of your hips beneath my hands. I've been wild and free like a world just you and me. And I always love that smile when you wave. Well, you know that I'll be with you the whole band. And you know that I keep letting loose, oh, when I hold you till the dawn. You're smoother than I want. Always love that smile. Woo! Woo-hoo. I say my favorite place is in your space. Wanna revel in the sweetness of your taste. When it comes, it's no surprise. With my head between your thighs, gonna miss that smile. You wave. You know that I'm a sinner through and through. There's one thing left to say when you're dragging me away. Cause I'm gonna miss that smile when you wave. I always love that smile when you wave. I always love that smile when you wave. Cause I feel wild and free like the world just you and me. And I always love that smile. Comes my way. I'm gonna miss that smile when you wave.
I'm gonna miss that smile when you wake. I'm gonna miss Ron when he leaves. He's going to North Carolina. So make sure you get out June 15th.
Yes, my last. So I have two last shows. June 8th with the Chelsea Curve, where I said goodbye to Tim and Linda, then June 15th, where I say bye to you, Jive Turkeys. Come to both. All right, this is our most streamed song ever. It's called Tommy Dyes His Hair, and thank you all for streaming, saving, buying, sharing, and putting them on your playlist.
And oddly enough, the biggest population to listen to it are 35 to 50-year-old women who share this with their husband.
That sounds likely.
All the friends have been around. Why should she could lose a pound or two? But all of her diet plans never seem to shrink her ass. Just whoa. Says in the mirror, as gray could be. All his friends are bald, they know he should just be happy. But vanity gets the best of us. Vanity gets the best of us. We need it. Feels a ride, back to blue in a fading light above. Over in the mornings, as sharp could be. 40 years is nothing, feels more like 30. Cause vanity gets the best of us. Yeah, vanity gets the best of us. We need it all. Tommy Dyes His Hair. We'll be right back. best of us. Yeah, vanity gets the best of us. We need his gold. Tommy Knives is hey.
So this show is called On the Town with Mikey D. I know for a lot of people it's just kind of the name of the show, and it's been the name of the show for a long time, but here I am staring at a, what's that, 12 by 17?
That's a picture
of Mikey D, and I remember Mikey D. I remember him passing out my couch. I remember sneaking him Rolling Rocks in the studio here, and he was definitely a real dude, and he was a good friend, and he was a big supporter of live music. So in our final farewell show, the words of Mikey D, go out and see a band a week. It may change your life. And it may really.
It may. Local music is what rules the world, man. This one's called I'll Just Miss, and Ron wrote it back in 2001.
And we played it here with the short sleeves.
The short sleeves.
Yes. Been around the cycle.
Won't you lend me your hand? Feeling tired, I think you'll understand. Tie me up, tie me down. Give me a smile, or watch me drown. Sinking slowly, going further down. Feeling full of weakness. Scared to grab a promise. Watch me as I die in peace. Into this, a slow descent from grace. Push me here, push me there. Crooked smile shows me you care. Same old lines about the price I bear. Kinda scared of you. Tell me the truth. You're scared of me too. Tell me the truth. You're scared of me too. Feeling full of weakness. Scared to grab a promise. It's coming down to this. Maybe I'll just miss.
We have two more for you. This next one is Going Home.
So don't go home after you hear Going Home. There's one more after that.
Why do you taunt me? Why? Why? cry.
By Ron. It's all about being in a local band and living the life of brothers in music.
I wrote this song about these knuckleheads. Gonna miss you guys. Thank you, MFO. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
The Winter Project. What the heck?
Clear.
That
Thank
was
you,
insane. So hopefully we'll get you in here and we'll do a little talking. But in the meantime, let's do a quick station ID. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford. And let's do another, PSA. Here we go. Dangerous for everyone. Nobody is special enough to text and drive. It's dangerous for everyone. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org and learn more. All right. That'll probably be the last one for tonight. Before we got to the fabulous Winter Project, I had one more band, one more artist that we were going to play that's going to be playing this Saturday on
WMFO Live Day.
That's right. What Mr. Michael Scott Stewart said.
That is right.
And so let's give him some love. Let's listen to Rick Barton. Actually, I screwed that up. Hold on, let's try that again.
You can spend all my money, I just like you being around. So please don't tell me you're headed for that leaving part of town. In fact, we'll say that's not allowed. For the answer is always a lie, and that'll only make me frown. If the pressure gets to be way too much, maybe you ought to go lie down. Just please don't tell me you're headed for that leaving part of town. And I know everything you dreamt of is right within your reach. So if I make you feel like a piece of shit, please don't listen to me preach. For I love the sound of my own voice, but I don't even know what I speak. And I sincerely know that I'll be crushed if you just pick up and leave. Yeah, you can spend all my money, I just like you being around. So please don't tell me you're here. That old familiar turn, like so many times before, but there was some cause for concern. I didn't feel any remorse. I have died once. I can't love you till the end. Time for this broken heart to mend. La da 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 da. like a ghost who has found God and now lingers in the church. I will kneel before the cross. Good Lord, where did I get lost? I have witnessed many loves, but none of them came from above. They were filled with emptiness, poor aching people who pretend.
So I'm trying to play a CD, and we're getting this disc repair flashing thing. I have no idea what the heck's going on. I already did a station ID, WMFO 91.5 Medford, so we're squeezing in two inside of an hour. And let's see. We're gonna try it again. It's TOC reading. Let's see. We've got the Winter Project here ready to go. If it doesn't play, I don't know what to say. All right, let's see.
The spirit of Massachusetts is the spirit of America.
All right. Rock and roll.
All right. We squeezed in on that one. The first song played twice. Sorry about that. Already Dead with the Spirit of Massachusetts and Bird Language, Slow Shove. So thank you, Mr. Michael Murata, for those two songs. In the studio, we have the band you just heard in Studio D, The Winter Project.
Woo-hoo!
All right. How you doing? Thanks for having us, guys.
Well, I mean, so many questions. I mean, I was today years old when I heard that you were playing in the band, Ron.
I've only been in the band for 9 years, Smitty. I don't know if you've been spending too much time in Detroit.
Well, this is my first time with you guys.
First time was with Andrew, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew did the first one.
Going back how many years, you think?
That was in 2017, I think.
17, all right.
Yeah, 16.
So the Ron I'm referring to is Ron Bellinger of the Chelsea Curve, who apparently is also Rob Bellinger of the Winter Project. I did not know that.
And I also play rhythm guitar in Guns N' Roses, but they call me something else.
That one I did know about.
That's a
day
job.
And the other wacky thing about Mr. Ronald here is that he's the drummer in Chelsea Curve, but he's the bass player in the Winter Project. So I've got everybody's name here, and so that I don't butcher your names, can we go around the room? Who do we have over here on the far side?
I'm Tim McDonald.
All right, you were next on my list. I just buy, you know, and you, my
Tim sings.
Tim, I've got guitar and vassals.
I play some guitar and
yodels.
And yodels.
He's and you yodeler. Heard tonight a little harmonica. He's a multi-talented
man.
Oh,
love
that's right.
That.
That's
love
right.
That. And next to Tim, we have
Mike Demers.
All right, the drummer.
Drummer and Fossils.
There you go.
So Mike is also a double dipper. He's also the drummer in Cold Expectations.
I knew that.
Yes.
I'm looking at you, and it's like, why do I know this guy?
Didn't you just play here like last month?
I wear a different hat in that.
There you go. No, trust me, I get the hat thing makes all the difference in the world. If I'm not wearing a fez when I show up to a show, I'm like,
who's that guy?
Exactly. As soon as they put on the fez, I mean, even with this little koofy I have on now, it's like, do I know
this
guy?
The Clark
guy?
Kent
I don't know.
Effect.
So by definition, that makes you Chris.
I am Chris.
All right. And I've got you down here as a guitar player.
I play guitar.
There you go.
Just sing a little bit.
Sounded like $1 million bucks
in
there.
Thank you so much.
You know,
well, that's only because of Joel.
I was going to say
Joel and all the auto tune that he does. And
Joel is layered insane. On the... But the truth is Joel can only do so much.
You know, the real secret sauce is that 103 degree temperature in that room.
Yes,
that's right.
100% true.
They just turn the heat up. You know,
have played in there. That is the secret sauce. And I think during the winter time, you know, because all the heaters get cranked up, that room is never below like 82 degrees.
Yeah, it is nice.
Some
in the
guy came
time.
In a towel while we're in there.
This is a Turkish bath, or are we playing a gig?
Oh, nice! Wow. I'm going to play a Turkish bathhouse now.
You have the towel. You're ready to go, Smitty.
I am ready to go. Oh, I'm a spritzer. I got to have a towel. Someone said, you know, Smitty, you're always wearing a towel. You should think about getting some black towels. It'd be cooler. It's like, I'm fine. So that sounded like $1 million in there, really.
That was our fifth time playing on the town with Mikey D as the Winter Project.
Do we get a coat?
Right.
right.
Fifth time,
I know, right? We should.
That's pretty funny. So we've got 2 weeks from now is the farewell show.
Yes.
Is Winter Project moving forward with a new bass player, or what are you guys going to do?
He's going to be replaced by AI.
Yeah. Yes.
We're actually thinking of replacing all of us with AI.
GPT.
So I'm going to put one of those big pianos on the floor. The show is at where in 2 weeks?
So it's June 15th on Chris's his 29th birthday.
29.
Yes. It's going to be at Clover Road Brewing in Hudson, Mass.
Nice.
It's free to get in. There's free merch.
You got to pay to leave?
No, there's free merchandise. We're giving away all our vinyl, T-shirts, everything. So you get free. The merch table will be
everything
unmanned.
Everything we had left over.
And they have amazing beer. Like amazing beer. And it's going to be food.
You got to pay for the
such
beer.
Such good beer.
Yeah, we don't control that.
They're going to charge you for beer.
And we're having everyone who's been in the band join us. So our first singer is going to be playing the first set. Our first drummer is going to be playing. Our second drummer is flying out from Ohio.
And then coming out for the second.
Third set will be us four goofballs.
Yep. That is
insane. It's really cool. It's really going to be really cool.
You're getting a hell of a send-off here, Ron.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
It's
going to be a fun time.
Wow, when do we actually kick you out of town?
I'm going to sell my house first. Talk to my realtor about that.
That kind of get out of town.
You know what might be super embarrassing? Do the big Chelsea Curve send-off, do the Winter Project send-off, and then I'm like still here like in the corner of the club with the glasses and the mustache.
Right. Watching
everybody play without him. What are
you
doing? Do you need a bass player?
Right.
Wow. That'll be really embarrassing. I'm still here in a year and a half.
Well, how about the part? Do you have a place that you're going to move into?
Oh, yeah, that house is done. Yeah, we just finished.
So you're just waiting to sell.
Just waiting to sell it.
By the way, you can move there and just sell your house. You know.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully your real estate agent is good enough.
I think they got a little greedy, as they often do.
Yeah.
This house is worth $1 billion. It's only a model.
But that really, that was wonderful. And so, gee whiz. Farewell show, Chelsea Curve, not this
That's
weekend.
That's June 8th at the Midway.
Midway.
With our friend Stars Like Ours.
Yep.
And Little Billy Lost, I believe.
No.
No, you're not on the bill? Thought you were.
Gee whiz.
That's what am I thinking of?
I don't have the...
Hope Linda's not listening. I'm screwing this
that's
up.
That's right.
I think the Ramones are opening.
Yeah.
I think we have
Ringo
a call online.
I know Stars. I know Stars are on it. Because they're one of my favorite local bands, and I'm glad they're... What's that?
The Doors are at 7, but they're not playing.
That's right. Yeah, we're invited to the show, and then we're not going to do it. There
1, 2, 3, 4!
Right.
Anyways, at the Midway, and then the following weekend, Winter Project at Clover Road Brewing in Hudson.
With a bunch of free stuff.
Not free beer.
Cast of thousands on stage. It's gonna
T-shirts.
Be ensemble.
Records.
It'll be jazz hands.
Wow. I love jazz hands.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast, though.
But, well, gee whiz. My bad, my loss. What we listened to when you were in the Studio D was phenomenal. So you've been together how many years?
Nine
years. Yep.
Yeah. 9 years. A couple different casts of members, but we've been together COVID, before COVID, right?
Yeah.
This lineup, yeah.
Wow.
It's like at least 5 years.
The C word.
Yeah.
That messed up everything.
Yeah. Oh, man. I know. It was a good time to write songs. We couldn't play out, so we wrote a bunch of material there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And did you go back in the recording studio in 2020 at all?
Yes, we started a track. Yes, we took all the precautions and all that stuff. And we were Q Division, I think, doing our second, third record. Yeah. And they were happy to have us because there weren't a lot of bands.
Did they do the thing where they only wanted two band members at a time or they let everybody come in?
So they made us like, we were literally like all over
the
place.
We were in all the studio at the same time. But, you know, we were.
They really separated.
Had to wear masks.
Right.
In different rooms.
Right.
But they were happy to have the business, and we were happy to get the hell out of our house, so it worked out well.
Yeah, we started tracking Chasing the Light, which is our latest album.
So I got two here. We don't have to play them the second. Brotherhood and Get Right Up. Was that off?
Yeah, so those are both singles off of Chasing the Light.
Just, you know, the universe. It Stepped in.
I thought Get Right Up was off the last record.
That's the last record.
Oh, it is.
Our last record. Yes.
Yeah. Don't worry, he's leaving town. You don't have to remember this stuff.
So Get Right Up is one of Tim's. What's that song about, Tim?
I think I was at a time where I was like, I need to come up with some inspirational type songs. So it's kind of an encouragement type of thing. Depends on how you interpret it, though, of course.
Love it. I don't think that's it, though. Song I'm listening to now.
It sounds like, I don't know. It sounds like Heart on 45.
All right, I'm being a dumb guy. What's my channel for?
Oh, look at
that. I knew that. We're back.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for playing us. Yes.
Well, my pleasure. That was two songs by the Winter Project. The first one was Brotherhood, and the second one was Get Right Up. You guys, way too much fun.
I know. This was awesome, as always. As always.
I wish we could have done this earlier so I could, you know, be more present.
That's all right. You had things to do in here and songs to play and bands to promote, babies to kiss, you know.
The whole deal. Well, that was way too much fun. Yeah. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, so thank you, and thank Andrew, and thank Joel, and the whole crew.
And one more time, the whole details on the show.
Final farewell show to the Winter Project. Three sets, 30 songs, cavalcade of musicians.
June 15th. And it's at
Clover Road Brewery, Hudson, Massachusetts. Like 6 to 9 p.m.
6 p.m., 9 p.m.
Free to get in, free merch.
Incredible.
And free French kisses from Chris.
Yeah. I mean, if you want them, you know.
As Tim said, free
foot
massages
like
from
a microphone,
Mike.
But, you know, if you want to share my mouth, I'm open to it.
There you go.
Wow.
Hello.
On that note.
There you go. On that note.
I'm getting late.
All right.
Now we're off the town with Mikey.
Off the town with Mikey D. We got 11 minutes left. Let's play some more music. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks.
Very cool. Right. Thank you again.
Thanks.
So much fun.
Yeah.
You guessed it. That was Robin Lane and her Robin Lane and the Charts Chartbusters configuration. Real quick before we run out of time, Robin Lane is doing a birthday bash on Saturday, June 16th at Floodwater Brewing Company in Shelbourne, Mass. It's Robin's hometown with Peter Hoffman, John Sands, and Richard Gates with her that evening as well. So Robin Lane, Saturday, June 16th, Floodwater Brewing Company, Shelbourne, Mass. Don't miss it. And before we go away, I'm going to play a couple more songs. On July 26th and 27th at Warehouse, I say XI, maybe it's Warehouse 11, I don't know, Rock Garden Records Showcase 2, Evolution, with Holy Smoke, Little Billy Lost, Smitty Smitty and the Festones, Crow Follow, Adam Sherman, Robin Lane, Tiger Bomb, Jennifer Tefft and the Strange, Hummingbird Syndicates, and Happy Little Clouds, and more. Wanted to squeeze that in, and I'm going to play two more songs from a band that's one of the bands I just mentioned. Here you go.
Certain